Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 6:34. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your morning mayhem. It's 101.9 Hi FM. We watch with some horror what is happening in Los Angeles. LAPD arrests dozens of rioters as curfew goes into effect after days of anti-ICE an arrest. It's very, very hard for us far away and with following the media the way we try and follow the media to get a real sense. The only thing that I seem to understand is that I think Governor Newsom is an idiot, but that is just a very, very uneducated and perhaps un-American opinion. Let's get somebody who really does understand what is going on and who's on the ground there. Joel Pollack is a writer, political commentator. Joel, thank you for joining us this morning. How are you?
Well, thanks.
So can you just give us a sense, not even a sense, can you just explain to us what is happening in Los Angeles?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question. We may have had a...
So just before we start, I just want to get an understanding of what is actually going on there, because it's as though we've stepped into the middle of this and we're trying to figure out what is actually happening. What started this?
Well, the Trump administration has been arresting and deporting illegal immigrants mm-hmm. who either have crossed the border illegally or have overstayed their visas. And generally, they are prioritizing illegal immigrants who have criminal records. Mm-hmm. That is the first group to go. And there are, unfortunately, many of them. So the Trump administration has been doing that. They've been doing it very effectively. They've effectively ended the migration across the southern border by enforcing the law in this manner. And the Democrats, looking for something with which to oppose the Trump administration, have decided that, at least in California, this is going to be what they seize upon. And on Friday, there were some arrests near a factory in downtown Los Angeles that led to protests, and the protests became violent very quickly. Some of the people who came out to protest are habitual activists who enjoy these kinds of confrontations, and so they came and threw bottles at the police and they attacked officers, and there were 45 arrests. Trump, fearing, I believe, a repeat of the Black Lives Matter riots of 2020, announced that there would instantly be a mobilization of the California National Guard. Now, we have a national military, which is comprised of six branches of the armed forces: Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, Space Force. But the states also have a system that is controlled, theoretically at least, by each governor, called the National Guard. So each state has its own National Guard. Illinois has one, New York has one, etc. Generally speaking, the National Guard is a military force that the governor of each state can use either to reestablish public order in times of unrest or to assist with natural disasters and things like that. On rare occasions, the president can take over the National Guard. Again, the term national is a bit confusing. Mm. The president can take over this military force at the state level. And that's what Trump did. Trump announced immediately that he was going to be mobilizing the California division of the National Guard and use the California National Guard to suppress the rioting in Los Angeles, which is not yet as widespread as the rioting was in 2020. So in terms of extent, it's not as bad. But that may also be because Trump acted very quickly and he didn't wait for permission from the state's elected leaders. Now, California's elected leaders, almost all of whom are Democratic, from the Democratic Party rather than Trump's Republican Party, they have been criticizing the use of the ICE agents, as you mentioned, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, ICE. And that is a federal law enforcement agency that pursues illegal aliens in the country. They've been objecting to that. In fact, many of them have passed ordinances or laws in California and other states. Many Democrats have passed these laws, making them, quote unquote, sanctuary cities or sanctuary states, where they say local law enforcement is barred from working with national or federal law enforcement. So Democrats were objecting to these immigration raids. And they have said that while they don't approve of the violent protests, they want Trump to stand down and not only remove the military, which now includes several hundred Marines backing up the National Guard, but they also want him to stop the immigration raids. And Trump's answer to that is immigration is a subject that is firmly in the control of the national government. It does not belong to the state and local governments. And therefore, you have to allow the federal government, the national government, to enforce immigration law, whether you like it or not. The country's borders basically are his concern, mm-hmm. not the governor of California, not the mayor of Los Angeles. And so he's entitled to do what he wants. And that, by the way, is the same position the Democrats took when they were in power, when they were trying to keep the borders open. They said that Republican-governed states couldn't try to keep illegal aliens out of the country because immigration is the president's authority. So Trump is basically using the same argument and saying, I'm going to enforce the law, whether you like it or not. And so you have these riots. And the riots, in some ways, are calculated by political groups that are trying to now exploit them to generate broader national opposition to Trump. But in this case, I don't think it's going to be like the Black Lives Matter riots. Firstly, because Trump acted very quickly. And secondly, because when Black Lives Matter happened, there were different conditions. People had been at home, stay-at-home orders, lockdowns from COVID. People were more passive, and so the rioters had more free rein. Also, the issues the rioters were talking about were issues about which Americans genuinely feel a sense of interest or ambiguity at the very worst. You could say people do care about things like social justice, even if they wouldn't call it that. But when it comes to illegal aliens, many of whom have criminal records, it's just not a very sympathetic group, and many Americans are happy to see them go. In fact, a poll that came out today showed that 59% of Americans approve of what President Trump is doing in California, and only 39% oppose it. So the media are full of criticisms, and the Democrats in California, like Governor Gavin Newsom, are all over television and social media. And you would think that's the only opinion, but in fact, the American public...
Well, that's exactly why so that's why it's so hard to get a sense, because that a lot of the media coming out is this criticism. And of course, Newsom, who we're seeing everywhere, to me, he just sounds like a moron. But, I'm really unqualified to give that view, and it's certainly not a very professional one. It seems as though he can't differentiate a Democrat, a Republican issue from a Trump issue, from criminality and from what's good for his state. It's all a mess.
And it's been that way for a long time. Democrats have deliberately obscured the difference between immigrants and illegal immigrants. They've obscured that because the long-term hope is that by showing greater leniency toward illegal immigration, they will eventually convert most of these illegal immigrants into legal residents and then eventually into citizens and voters who will reward the Democratic Party with their votes. So that's the long-term play of the Democratic Party, and that's why they're not doing this. They are willing to let the cities decay, and in this case, to burn, so that they can reap long-term political benefit. And that's the reality of it. And they don't realize, I think, that the public is really not on their side. I mean, this is all part of a broader political agenda. It's all feeding into a broader pushback that Democrats have organized for this coming weekend. On Saturday, they're holding rallies nationwide called the No Kings Rally. No Kings refers to the idea that Donald Trump is some kind of a authoritarian ruler, and we in the United States led a revolution against the British crown so that we wouldn't be ruled by kings anymore. It's a rather lame kind of symbol, but that's what they're using. And so some of this is orchestrated to play into that, because they are trying to argue that Trump is behaving in this authoritarian manner with the military on the streets and so forth. But most ordinary people are very glad to see the military on the street, because if you don't stop the riots now when they're small, then it risks becoming Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter started in Minneapolis, a sort of smallish Midwestern city, and then quickly spread everywhere else because the police didn't do anything about it. So there's a very strong feeling in the public that this has to be dealt with right away before it becomes a problem for everybody.
Absolutely fascinating. Well, thank you for joining us, as you always do. That is Joel Pollack. He's a writer. He is the editor at Breitbart Talk. He's a political commentator giving us some perspective on the LA protests. Joel, thank you, as always. It is 6:44. I'd love your view, just taking a look at some of your messages. And I see that Mark is saying, has Trump done a complete turnaround in terms of Israel? What does it mean? And Mark, I'm not sure anything means anything. I really believe that. I don't know whether these meetings, these comments on Iran, is it distraction? Is it real? Is it posturing? It's very, very difficult, very challenging to try and figure that out. It is 6:44. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.